Road.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. And today, John McGuckin is not here because he's off filming.
He's very famous.
He's a very famous man at the moment. He's all see soon how famous this man is going to become because he's out doing a bit of the film in the minute. What are you laughing at? And today I'm joined by my dad, Jared Walsh.
How are you, son? Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, Darren.
Oh, yeah, it was my birthday yesterday. Thank you.
Did you get anything nice?
Got a pair of runners.
Ooh.
Got a nice pair of Asics runners.
What size are they?
10.
10?
I was an 11, but now I'm a 10.
How does that happen?
He's all right all along. I was never an 11. I was it.
I thought it was a 12 for a while. Now I'm 11.
It changes all the time.
That's what it was.
It changes all the time.
For years I thought I was a 32 leg.
What are you?
Turns out I'm a 30. Picked up the wrong size. Tried them on. Like,
I'm a 30 leg as well.
I had a pair of trousers fit so well.
I have like a longer body and shorter legs. I'm like fucking Johnny Bravo or something.
Turns out I have very short legs.
Thank you very much. Johnny Bravo. Thank of a man. I'm a 30 leg as well. This is really interesting. I'm a 30 leg, and you wouldn't think it because there's fucking some height on me, I tell you.
Bring back Joe.
Bring back Joe. Yeah, I agree.
He has long legs.
He has long legs.
He has long, he's long legs.
He has
long
a 48
arms.
Leg.
He's a 48 leg.
Big octopus arms on him.
30 waist, 48 leg.
But he probably pays for a 30 and then opens the bottom.
Come here. Do you want to plug your socials there, man?
Jared Walsh, filmmaker.
Yeah. Jer is the man who records all the videos and all the sketches and everything. We talk about him all the time. He's not who he is. Okay. Drum roll, please. What was that?
Louis Walsh.
It's Louis Walsh. Stop saying my fucking name. Right. So this is the bonus episode. So Owen has a few questions for us and Jer is going to kindly answer them with us. Go ahead.
My best.
Senor Ding Dong.
He's back.
He's back.
Do you know him?
From The Simpsons.
He's coming for me this time.
Do you know these people from the bonus? You listen to every episode, don't you?
I do listen to, I don't know, Senior Ding Dong doesn't ring a bell.
Hey. I've gone into Jerry's car before and he had Stall It playing. I was like, did he do that for me? Or?
No, yeah, he does that.
It's just when they come out. I don't listen to them over and over again. Just when they're out. He just happened to be on the day that it comes out.
Liar. Fucking liar.
Catch up with the lads, you know.
Schmousing it, yes.
Don't see them as much as I used to, you know. Just have to catch up.
We're all getting a bit older now, y'all.
Busy, man. Yeah. Senior Ding Dong says, just to point out, Owen asked the same question 2 weeks in a row from Wayne.
What was that?
None of us picked up on it. Get it together.
What was the question?
Maybe Senior Ding Dong is listening to some on repeat.
Maybe just
he doesn't say what the question.
Probably listened to the same episode twice.
Just give it a little tease. You're gonna have to figure it out yourself. Roll the tape.
Senior Ding Dong, let us know what one that is.
See if you can ask the question again.
Yeah. Let us know what we got wrong there.
Because if we hadn't known what it was, we would have done it a tour time to annoy you, Senior Ding Dong. Jimmy,
is your man from America?
James from Georgia. He always has one for us. I just want to apologise to James from Georgia as well because we said that he could be potentially a serial killer.
I did hear that one.
And it's always possibility.
Pork chops with his dad. Yeah.
You know, I had some pork chops with my dad. That's what the smell is for.
Again, there has been nothing in James from Georgia's behaviour to suggest he's a serial killer.
Nothing but positive.
Georgia. That's the big one. Loads of serial killers over there.
The fame at home.
Yeah.
In Georgia.
That's where fucking...
Not many after James.
That's where fucking... Ted Bundy's from.
Was he from Georgia?
No, I don't think so. yeah, but Senor Ding Dong, let us know what one that was and we'll make sure we'll do it again.
Really?
Is that all from Senor Ding Dong?
Speaking of tune?
What tune?
From the Senor Ding Dong episode.
Oh.
What was the bell?
I think Senor Ding Dong is maybe just outside the golden era. At which point my knowledge drops off.
Oh, really?
Drops off a cliff face because I haven't rewatched them 1,000 times.
Because that was the one with the football, where they go to the football, isn't it?
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I think that was
when Pele is playing.
No. The NFL. When he won the tickets with the crackers.
You know? Oh, yeah, that one. Fucking load of bollocks.
There's a new theory out there. There's a book. I don't have all the details for you here. I'm not going to do a deep dive. Basically, Ted Bundy, Charles Manson, loads of serial killers in America all spent their youth in, where was it now?
Borden homes.
Serial killer camp.
So they all grew up in kind of geographically a similar area in the US, okay, up the Northwest, I think. In 1940, there was 55 serial killers in America, 72 in 1950, 217 in 1960, and by 1970, 605. By 1980, 768 serial killers in America. The theory is that that is when a generation of kids who had been exposed to lead poisoning in their youth.
What's lead poisoning?
Poisoning by lead. Because everything used to be made.
Pencils and all.
Listened to a podcast about, not about lead specifically, but they mentioned.
Literally lead, like.
That it would turn people mad.
So if you had a pencil, would you go off the rocker and turn into a serial killer?
If you were exposed to enough lead, yeah.
I was exposed to a load of lead back in the day. In school and all.
There you go.
And they don't see me going around.
So, anyway, the theory is to explain that massive rise, it might be lead poisoning.
Now, there's one for you.
I can give you more details on that at a later date.
Okay, I'd like to do it now.
Save that for that. Save that for
we'll save that for the man. Say nothing. A few comments there's giving him.
Aaron has a theory that Robert Sheehan could be James from Georgia.
Can I just say one thing about James from Georgia? People are saying that he should go to the Shilling in Finglas, the pub/nightclub, the Shilling. And James from Georgia, I don't know if this is for the man because we respond to them, but James from Georgia turned around and said, a night out in the Bob Dylan.
So.
Oh, are you suggesting?
That maybe. It's a bit, the slang is a bit too.
Colloquial.
Yeah. So he said, a night out in the Bob Dylan. He could be listening to Stahl a lot,
which he is. Would you have said that on?
The Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
No. Me granddad would have probably said something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it sound like maybe.
Tin of fruit and all that.
She lives down the road from you or something.
The fact that I think the mask has fallen, I think. James from Georgia is originally from Dublin. And it was too good to be true.
Question from Killian.
Sunderman? I bloody wish.
No, it's with a C.
It's Killian C?
No, just Killian spelt with a C.
Oh, Killian. Killian Moore? No way. Oppenheimer.
He says, if Darren Conway was offered a sponsorship deal to promote one extreme sport, but he would have to attempt the sport for the ads, which would he pick?
Robot Wars.
That's not... No?
Robot Wars?
Not an extreme sport.
Fucking is. Is it bleeding extreme?
No, we're talking like...
Oh, that you have to partake in?
I'm talking.
Bobsleighing.
Is that an extreme sport? It's more of a winter sport.
Is ice skating not an extreme sport? I mean, like, someone could cut your head off.
From extreme sport, I take it to be like... Maybe not that extreme, but...
Ironing.
Like X Games like stuff.
Extreme ironing, where they iron off the side of cliffs and stuff.
I've never seen that.
It's a thing. Type it in.
He's in Joe McGuckin's chair.
Here we go. Fact check him over there.
Extreme ironing.
I think it's the fucking sea, is it?
There's literally like now it's not AI because this is about 10-15 years ago. Like, and there's people like hanging off the side of cliffs, ironing their clothes and everything.
What about Takashi's Castle?
Takashi's Castle.
Takashi's Castle. Is that an
extreme?
More just a fucking obstacle course.
Who's your man? Yeah, your man that used to host it with the Scouse accent.
No, Jared.
Dubbed like. So there's extreme ironing.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be a piss take, but yes, it is an extreme sport, according to Wikipedia. Just to be clear about where I'm getting this information. In which people take ironing boards to remote locations and iron items of clothing. According to the Extreme Ironing Bureau, extreme ironing is the latest dangerous sport that combines the thrills of an extreme outdoor activity with the satisfaction of a well-pressed shirt.
My mad loved that. My mad used to iron for people on the road. Get paid for it.
Paid?
Did you do it on the road?
It wasn't cash, like. Did you like
invoice for it? Like,
she'd send invoice for it, like, and pay VAT. No, yeah, she used to earn for like members of the family and like word of mouth to just get around. And like, you know, Chantel earns clothes for people. And next while, she'd just be earning, like, there'd be hordes of clothes all over the gap, and she'd be earning them and sending invoices. I was trying to think of another one, an extreme sport. I mean, they're all a bit extreme, aren't they?
No. Skateboarding. Would you try that?
I'd love to be
for a million quid. Yeah, but you can't. And you have to do a video with Jer of you skateboarding.
What do I have to end up being able to do? Like a pop shover or something?
You have to
try. That's the goal, to get the million. Do a pop shover.
On rollerblades.
That's a God. And with wheels. That's why I don't drive a car.
I thought you were messing when I saw you on rollerblades. Like, but you literally can't. You can't do it like at all.
No.
That was mental.
It's like fucking Bambi on ice.
Yeah. Like, and it's not even... I'm not
exaggerating. I'll be holding on to things.
Exaggerating, like you can't stand up on them. That's weird. Like,
I couldn't as a kid either.
Yeah.
Like, I literally couldn't have tried, like, but just die nearly.
Could you stand on a skateboard?
I could stand on it, but it, like, I couldn't be able to go on it. Like,
no.
I just die, almost.
There's a video of it. At the end of that video, it looks like you're messing, but it's...
Oh, we're at, yeah.
Can you cycle a bike?
Cycle a bike handy, yeah.
BMX?
Chopper?
No, I mean, for your extreme sport, you could do...
Extreme chopper cycling.
Oh, it'd be hard to do a half pipe on a chopper, isn't it?
Not at all. A little tiny wheel. Be handy.
Okay.
Tiny front wheel. That's an extreme sport.
And Jer can follow you on a skateboard to get the perfect shot.
A drone.
You love a drone.
I do. Jer loves a drone.
Don't take it out that much. It's only when I'm around you that I take it out.
You know, Jer means business when the drone comes out.
Never have any use for it, really. But just seeing them too small when they're on the road, it's just nice.
It's cute, like.
Yeah. Cute.
Little cute Terrence cute. And Calvin from Talking Bollocks. Yeah. Cute versions.
So you don't have an answer here?
I said, yeah. Fucking I'm at the same loads of them.
Okay. Would you do surfing? I don't think that's an extreme.
What about, like, diving?
From really high, like, remember that cliff diving?
Do you remember that documentary, like, The Deepest Breath, where they, like, dive all the way down to the point of, like, going back?
How long could you hold your breath for?
6 minutes, I'd say.
Ah, yeah. Seen that.
6 minutes would be doable, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
I think you wouldn't be able to panic, though. You'd have to be very calm for them 6 minutes. Because realistically, I got down for like 20 seconds, I'd be like, and then I'd have to jump back up.
The anxiety of it all.
Mm.
It's been, you're like, it's water up and down.
The thoughts of like how vast the ocean is and why we live on this planet. And is that other people on other planets kind of buzz?
Yeah. That could be.
Keeps me up at night, you know?
Yeah. Just don't let it.
I won't.
Is that why you watch Pawn Stars? Just to get your mind off the...
Yeah, but sometimes I'm like looking at Pawn Stars and they'd come in with a coin and the coin is from like fucking 10,000 years ago and you're like, how? Like, what happened? How did that even happen? How did they have money 10,000 years ago?
Were they paying?
Why are we here?
Were they invoicing as well?
They were invoicing as well.
Yeah. Those coins were... To pay Chantel to pay.
Yeah, right, Jerry, relax. It's not the fucking main episode, all right? You can't just wander off and start talking about fucking coins. And
I don't fucking know what I'm doing here, lads.
Has any more questions?
Yeah. I don't think this is a real name.
Better not be.
You'll see why. Bot Bob.
Bot Bob?
Bot Robot Robert, I guess.
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
So it wasn't good. Why couldn't it be a name?
This is a very stolid question. Bob has been paying attention. What's worse, eating bourbon creams until you puke out your nose, or a border terrier ripping your trousers clean off at a pedestrian crossing in the middle of town? Regards, Bot Bob.
Depends on if you have jocks on, I suppose.
Yeah.
Important consideration.
I mean, I've been
cold it is as well.
I think you'd obviously go for the bickies. Get sick out your nose for a while.
That's kind of... To get to that point, you're probably going to be...
The texture of it coming out of your nose hurt, wouldn't it?
Like, you're not going to get there. It's not like you're really enjoying it and then there's a sudden point and you puke violently.
It's just you're
there's going to be hours of feeling worse and worse and worse until you get to that point. And you've probably already got sick.
You'd be sick for a long time, wouldn't you? Like, for it all to pass through you, like.
I think that would qualify as torture. Under the Geneva Convention.
Beyond on par with, like, waterboarding and stuff.
It's up there.
Biscuit boarding.
Stuff you with a load of bourbons and they get sick out of your nose. Where's Bin Laden? Where is he?
Get the bourbons.
You're not going to tell me where Osama Bin Laden is, are you not?
Fucking jammy dodgers for this cunt.
All right. Where's the fucking Jaffa cakes? Jaffa boredom. Yeah, I'd probably just go with fucking getting jocked. What was the traffic lights in town? Just jocked? Or a dog pulling your pants off?
A border terrier, so a small dog. So I suppose...
Look at this bitch, like, get off me.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, shoot. Go.
It wouldn't be quick, I guess. Similar to the bourbons. You'd be...
Gradually coming down.
Yeah.
Bit by bit.
That would be prolonged.
Cheek by cheek.
Quite humiliating. Plenty of time for people to get the phones out.
Yeah. And you'd be trying to pull them up and all. You look like a right fucking agent.
Yeah, but you'd lose to the little dog.
Does it say which street? Could it be the one right outside Bambino's? Like,
oh, that'd be tough.
To all the hipsters. They're all just chewing pepperoni while they're watching you getting mauled by a little...
No one would help you. They'd all just look. Fontaine's playing in the background. Fucking getting bleeding attacked. Your trousers pulled down by a bleeding doggy.
Any word back from Fontaine's?
Not a fucking whistle. Not a whistle.
We try him again on Wednesday, will we?
I will not. I'm finished with them.
No, you're not.
Add them to me list of enemies. Think I'm going to fucking move on to fucking Westlife next. A Coldplay or something.
Loads more comments on Spotify. We'll go through more of them in the main episode. Don't stop sending the emails too, though.
If you stop sending the emails, we're going to stop reading out the Spotify comments.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
do a bit of both there. Okay.
We seem to get sillier stuff on the emails.
I will get Jared to record you, show you a window.
4 o'clock in the morning.
With a drone at 4 o'clock in the morning. Then I'm going to jump in.
Yeah.
Burst through, and I'm going to go, where's the emails? Where's the list? What list?
Epstein's list.
What's that fucking that? What are you on about?
Epstein's list.
Ask him.
Trump's on it.
He's in McGuckin's chair.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Forgot 9/11 was an inside job.
All right. Oh, gee, I let these whack jobs on a podcast and then he fucking...
The water's turned the frogs gay.
Well, you're mates, man.
Okay.
That's it then.
So I'll see you then at the main episode and Joe will be here for that.
Yeah, we'll see. He'd hopefully.
Oh, you really wouldn't know him.
Wouldn't know.
We fucking wouldn't know him.
Fingers crossed.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye.